It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
Farouk Benesh at three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is.
You play to win the game.
Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Circus Sports studio, it is March 12th of 2024. And championship week continues tonight here on The Fan. More details on that in a bit. First thing, hope your Tuesday's going well. Thanks so much for being here, however you are tuned in. Your options, plentiful, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM on our mobile app on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Give us a follow on X, formerly Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X at Real Colbert. Like our Facebook page, type in 1650TheFan on the Zuck machine and you'll find us. Just hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content on your Facebook feed, what's not to like. And to get even more, all of it, go to 1650thefan.com and bookmark it. All sorts of information there, including local and statewide sports content, national sports content, local statewide news, broadcast calendar, programming information, promotional information. And why do I bring that up? Well, that's because we're getting qualifiers for 2024 Bracket Attack. And like I've been telling you since last week, you know, teasing how we're going to do this and then eventually just telling you how it's all going to be done. It's gone great so far with our first day of qualifications. Where are we at here? We got 13 of our 32. There's been a lot of action, particularly when we run the cue to call promo during Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, and Rich Eisen. And just to kind of give you, I suppose, maybe call it a little bit of a behind the curtain, when Mark Simpson had his two cues to call this morning for Maximum Mornings, he's just registering one person because he's got a show going on. He's going to get his one person, write down your information. By the time he does that, his commercial break is getting close to being over. So that's why he's taking one at a time. When we've done the call-ins with the cue to call promo playing during a commercial break of either Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, Rich Eisen today, in one play during each show. And I'm not going to tell you which hour if you didn't hear it. I'm not going to tell you if maybe more than one will be played during those shows, any one of those shows tomorrow. You're just going to have to be tuned in. And those that were tuned in, they hit the phones hard. And so, you know, Mark got a couple registered or qualified this morning, and then we've had 11 more since then. So we got 13 out of our 32 qualifiers on day one. This is why you got to have it locked on. And, you know, I know not every show is everybody's cup of tea, but, hey, you got to do what you got to do if you want to be in to 2024 Bracket Attack. And let's just say you'll have more opportunities tomorrow. If you're looking for maybe a little bit more information than what I'm telling you, because I've talked about it so much and I don't want to continue to talk about it at length, but I want to continue to update you on things, just go to the website, 1650thefan.com, the post about Bracket Attack, smack dab right there on the homepage. You can't miss it. everything's laid out there in detail on what you need to know. And best of luck to all of you out there. And I think the most important thing about everything I've said here so far is that if you're not lucky caller number 10, I think it was for Mark this morning during his show, know that if you call in when you hear the cue to call promo during either Dan Patrick, Jim Rome, or Rich Eisen, we'll take multiple qualifiers within reason of your proximity of the call to when the promo aired. Okay, so best of luck as we move forward here in getting what will be a very exclusive, highly sought after group of 32 for 2024 Bracket Attack. And once again, shout out to all of our great sponsors and namely our presenting sponsor, Maximum Sight and Sound. But all right, the rest of the details here. If you want to call in with any questions or comments to add to the program, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone. Or you could dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show. Maybe you'd rather do that than call. Email address, cole@1650thefan.com. We'll get to area sports news and scores for your Tuesday here in just a little bit. 15 metro and area high school boys basketball players have earned all-state recognition. Well, that's where we'll start with area sports news and scores here in just a bit. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into tomorrow and Thursday. We'll come back on the other side and be joined by David Eichel of HawkeyeInsider.com. David will join and, of course, give us his latest on the Iowa men's and women's basketball teams. The Iowa women look like they're well-positioned to get a one seed, after all, in the NCAA women's basketball tournament. Meanwhile, the Iowa men, with their loss on Sunday at home to 12th-ranked Illinois, look like they are firmly off Joe Lunardi's bubble or Jerry Palm's bubble, although I'm not a Jerry Palm guy. I'll just put that out there. Shots fired. Not sorry, Jerry. Regardless, David will join with his latest on Iowa men's and women's hoops, and we'll see. I also want to ask him when Iowa football spring practices start, because you and I's are coming up here soon in 8 days on the 20th. So if time permits, we can get into that neck of the woods as well. After we're done with David, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break, come back on the other side, and I've got some audio from Iowa State women's basketball coach Bill Finley. The Cyclones taking on fifth-ranked Texas in the Big 12 Tournament Championship tonight. And the way this is going to work is we'll butt out of here a little bit early for the CAA Conference Men's Basketball Tournament Championship game from our great partners at Westwood One Sports, 5:45. That coverage will begin. And, you know, the typical time of a basketball game, that game's going to run likely a little bit into the pregame coverage of the Iowa State women taking on Texas in that Big 12 Tournament Championship game. But we will get you to T-Mobile Center with Noah Wolf and his call of that game tonight before the 8 p.m. tip, okay? I will make certain of it. I give you the salute and the pledge, everything. So we'll take care of you, Cyclone fans. Don't worry. But we're jam-packing all the hoops in that we can, because it is that beautiful time of the year, March. And the madness is here, and I'm here for it. So enjoy that this evening. That's what is on the agenda. We'll get you an NFL Network update and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary as well, like we usually do, before we give the baton to our friends at Westwood One Sports with that CAA championship game. So that's the plan, boys and girls. Thanks for being here on this Tuesday. Let's go ahead and dive right in here. Hustle Up Edition, stay on schedule, Cole. The Iowa Print Sports Writers Association has released its All-State Boys basketball teams. Two Cedar Falls Tigers named to the 4A third team, Cade Corbett and Anthony Galvin. Waverly Shellrock well represented in 3A. On the first team, Cole Marsh, Luke Frizzell on the second team, Noah Frizzell on the third team. Independence's Josh Betty was also selected to the 3A third team. On the 2A first team, Hudson's Camden Davis named to the 2A second team, Jack Miller from Jessup and Applington Parkersburg's Gavin Thomas. On the third team, Grundy Center's Jalen Kirkpatrick and Lyle Olson of Hudson and Colin Meester from Dyke New Hartford. Finally, in Class 1A on the second team, Waterloo Christian's Drew Wagner and Dylan Marquardt from Dunkerton. On the 1A third team, Drew Eilers from Gladbrook Rhinebeck. For the second year in a row, the Iowa State women's basketball team is playing in the Big 12 tournament championship game. Yesterday, the Cyclones rolled past top seed Oklahoma 85-68. You heard that game right here on The Fan. Iowa State connected on seven threes in the first half, taking a comfortable 38-24 lead at halftime. Cyclones continued to dominate in the second half, led by as many as 28 in that fourth quarter. Iowa State was led by freshman Audie Crook. She had 25 in that win. Former Waterloo West standout Sahara Williams scored 16 in the loss for the Sooners. Fourth seed Iowa State in the championship game tonight, taking on two seed Texas. And as I told you, that tips off at 8. We'll get you into pregame coverage before that 8 o'clock tip-off after the CAA championship game. Iowa State men's basketball team has dropped a spot in this week's AP Top 25, down from 6-7. Iowa State finished second in the Big 12 at 13-5. Cyclones take the court Thursday for their first Big 12 tournament game, playing the winner of a Wednesday night game between 7-seed Texas and 10-seed Kansas State. The Wartburg women's basketball team is preparing for the NCAA Division III Final Four on Thursday. The 6th-ranked Knights take on 14th-ranked Smith College out of Massachusetts Thursday afternoon at 4 in Columbus, Ohio. Knights are making their third Final Four appearance since 2016. Wartburg 29-2. Smith is 29-3. Thursday will mark the first matchup between these two programs. After a big weekend at the plate, Wartburg's Elliot Jurgensen has been named the American Rivers Conference Baseball Position Player of the Week. Jurgensen, a junior from Ames, went 5-for-12 with 4 home runs and 6 RBI as the Knights went 2-1. The Knights are scheduled to play their home opener on Saturday when they host St. Olaf. Iowa baseball player Cade Obermueller has been named the Big Ten Pitcher of the Week. The sophomore from Iowa City took a no-hitter into the 6th inning against Jacksonville State on Saturday night. Obermueller ended up pitching a career-high 5 2/3 innings and struck out 9, also a career high. The lefty allowed just 2 hits in the win. This season, Obermueller has held opposing hitters to a 146 batting average and has 17 strikeouts in 13 innings. The Hawkeyes return to action this afternoon. They're in the midst of taking on Georgia in Athens. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a VSiN action update, a national sports update, and a forecast. We'll come back on the other side and David Eichel of HawkeyeInsider.com will join us. We'll talk Iowa men's and women's hoops and more. That's next right here on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Sign up for the VSiN Daily Newsletter to keep you up with the day's biggest sports betting news and insights. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in
Cubs
the desert.
Cubs and Brewers at Sloan Park today. Chicago, the another 55 favorite over the Brewers, plus 130. White Sox, plus 110 against the Reds, minus 130. St. Louis Cardinals today at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, a $1.36 dog against the Boston Red Sox, minus 162. College basketball, Big 12 tournament gets underway today in Kansas City at the T-Mobile Center. It's Cincinnati laying 9.5 against West Virginia, total 144. UCF, a 3.5-point favorite over Oklahoma State, total 136. Iowa State plus 280 to win the title. For the latest sports betting news and information, go to VSIN.com. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
Passionate professionals needed. The Waterloo Community School District wants you to join our team. We are hiring dedicated individuals to inspire young minds and shape tomorrow's leaders. Whether you are an experienced teacher, skilled support staff, or simply passionate about education, we have rewarding jobs waiting for you. We offer competitive salaries and benefits, including IPERS and single health and dental insurance provided at no cost. You don't have to be a teacher to enjoy the great working environment at Waterloo Schools. We are looking for paraeducators, coaches, substitute teachers, food service workers, custodians, and more. Don't miss out on a chance to be part of something truly special. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools. Apply now and unlock your next career opportunity. Visit waterlooschools.org today. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools, where passion meets purpose.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Byer.
More big signings in the NFL today, including in Baltimore, where the Ravens and Derrick Henry agreed to terms on a two-year deal worth $20 million. It's the incentives that could push it to 20, but it's a two-year $16 million deal with $9 million guaranteed. Former Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen going to Pittsburgh to become a Steeler. It's a three-year deal worth $41 million. Quarterbacking news. The Browns and Jameis Winston agreed to terms on a deal so he could serve as the backup to Deshaun Watson. Drew Locke is headed to the New York Giants while Marcus Mariota has signed with the Commanders. The Bengals traded running back Joe Mixon to the Texans, and linebacker Patrick Queen is now a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Carolina Panthers signed linebacker Josie Jewell. The Colts made Kenny Moore II, the highest-paid nickel corner in NFL history. He gets a three-year deal worth $30 million. In college hoops, Cincinnati rallies but beats West Virginia in the Big 12 tournament 90-85. Steph Curry will miss tomorrow's game for the Warriors against the Mavs because of an ankle injury.
You're listening to The Fan, the official station for Cyclone Nation.
Meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows level off around 42 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 69. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 46. High of 56 Thursday with thunderstorms likely. 56 Friday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now it's 70 degrees.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Circus Sports studio, and right now we're pleased to be joined by David Eicholt of HawkeyeInsider.com and the 24/7 Sports Network. Make sure you're following David on X at David Eicholt, and subscribe to HawkeyeInsider.com. I was checking out the website during the commercial break there, and a 30% off deal going on right now for your annual VIP pass. That's the deal. There's usually a good deal running at HawkeyeInsider.com. That's what they got going on right now. David, as always, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Good, man. It's been a busy day, but it's a fun time of year, right? Next couple weeks are going to be so much fun. Iowa women's basketball just landed a five-star guard out of the state of California in the 2025 class. Number one player in that class and number 12 overall, but number one in California, so... You know, for the Iowa is going to be irrelevant after Caitlin Clark crowd, it's a brutal blow to the narrative.
Yeah, no kidding. And I think this speaks to not only the Caitlin Clark bump, David, and you could probably enlighten us on this. Caitlin Clark plays a massive part in this and what she's done for the program. But this probably has to speak to the health as well of the Swarm Collective, right?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, I think you look at Caitlin Clark, she's a generational impact kind of player for a program. And there's very, very few of those, but we've seen a number of them over the years and across many sports. But, you know, Caitlin, for breaking all these records, for going viral almost every day, for being, you know, almost the face of women's college basketball on the NIL front as well. I mean, that's stuff that's going to really appeal. And I do think that you know, Addie Deal was in Iowa City for the senior day against Ohio State, as were 10 other recruits. I mean, I actually talked to somebody in Addie Deal's camp shortly after, and they said, I'll support her wherever she goes, but it's hard not to imagine. It's going to be really hard if she does not go to Iowa. Wow. And then now look, fast forward a couple weeks later, she's going to be an Iowa Hawkeye. So I think that's part of it. But I also think you look at the growth of women's sports. I think you look at Iowa setting 7 different station viewership records. I think you look at the sellout crowds. You look at all the support given to the women's basketball program compared to many other programs around the country. I just think that in this kind of new rise of women's basketball, women's athletics, I think that really, really excites a lot of these high schoolers and the top-end talent.
Interesting stuff there with that 5-star recruit. When it comes to what's happened on the court, wow, that game on Sunday, David, the Big Ten Tournament Championship, I don't practice saying nice things about any Nebraska athletics, but that Cornhuskers team on Sunday, David, I thought they played well enough to beat just about anybody but Iowa on that day.
No question. I think they're the best team outside the top 25, and I think they have an incredibly bright future. I thought Natalie Potts was phenomenal, 21 points, 9 rebounds. Alexis Markowski is going to be all Big Ten again next season. I mean, Amy Williams has built a really nice program there, and I'll tell you, if they're an 8 or 9 seed, Cole, I do not want to play against them
in
the NCAA tournament rather than Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yeah, that'd
they are going to be absolutely dangerous for, I think, any 1 seed. If they get to a 7 seed, I think they could beat the LSU. I mean, if Jazz Shelley plays the way she did, too. But what an atmosphere. What a basketball game. I thought Nebraska played a pretty darn near great game. I mean, I think they held Caitlin Clark to her worst half of her career in that first half. I mean, Caitlin cannot get anything going. But I think at the end of the day, the Iowa seniors stepped up. Gabby Marshall's block. Kate Martin, 3 3-pointers late when Iowa needed it. And then Caitlin just going big bucket after big bucket. And Hannah Stolke knocking down those 2 free throws late. It was one of the best basketball games, I think, all season, Cole.
Along with that, and we talked plenty throughout the season about this team's depth and kind of some of the roles that needed to be filled and wondering aloud about how much of it, if any of it, would happen. Sydney Affalter, I thought, you know, she had a great tournament, and she was named the all-tournament team, deservedly so. And in the championship game, 11 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists. I know they're not the same player, but in terms of talking about filling a role, it was like Sydney Affalter officially stepped into that type of role, that type of impact that McKenna Warnock had on this team. And that just seems, you can't put into words, I don't think, how important that is, that seems to have clicked right before the tournament.
That's a really interesting point because I hadn't related that to Warnock, but I think you're exactly right. And I also think that Sydney Affalter came in with a chip on her shoulder. I mean, I voted for her to be 6th woman in the year in the Big Ten. I thought she deserved it, quite frankly. Caitlin Clark made it aware publicly that she thought she deserved it. And Sydney played like it. And I'll tell you, it's funny. Caitlin Clark did not get unanimous MVP for the tournament, Cole. I submitted my ballot with 7 minutes to go. And I forgot you could redo it if there was an overtime. So I actually voted for Sydney Affalter to win MVP of the Big Ten tournament.
There goes all your credibility.
I know, right? Well, she was fantastic. I mean, she's so tough, I think, on the inside. Mm-hmm. At 5'11", she's a great rebounder. Her passing ability was great. Her defense, I thought, was sharp. She's just so tough. And I think she hit a couple of big 3-pointers. That's been a knock on her game a little bit. But she proved to me that she's going to be capable of stepping up next season, being a very, very big part of this team. And the bigger question for me now is during the NCAA tournament, if Molly Davis is healthy enough to play, I don't know if she'll be 100%. Cole, I'll be honest. I don't know how you take Sydney Affalter out of the starting lineup after what she did in the Big Ten tournament. I think that's going to be a really tough decision.
Well, yeah, I agree, one, with not taking her out of the starting lineup with respect to Molly Davis. Two, as Molly Davis's minutes have been absorbed by Kylie Feuerbach and Taylor McCabe. Taylor McCabe in the Michigan game was outstanding. And, I mean, it's a team that we've wondered about depth. But then again, like, when you get – you can kind of have too many in a rotation sometimes. So this is a good problem, but a problem, I think, nonetheless on the horizon here. If Molly's able to return, where you're like, if you're Lisa Bluter, you go, well, I'm gonna keep Sydney in the starting lineup, but I want to keep playing Kylie because she's hit some threes, played some great defense. Taylor McCabe stretches the floor, is a perimeter threat as well. Like, I feel like there's going to be some, like, some long conversations with this coaching staff on how to get the deck chairs in the right place.
No question. I really don't envy them. But it's been very interesting because I think you look back before the season, we talked about how it was Caitlin Clark and kind of who else, right? I mean, we knew about Kate Martin, with all due respect to Kate Martin. I mean, she accomplished plenty before this season. But she's nearly doubled her scoring output. The three-pointers she has hit, I mean, she's shooting about 40% from three-point range. Cole, I don't think anybody expected that out of her this season, but she's been able to piece that together. But, again, I think this team is going to look completely different next year. Yeah, I know there's a lot of the backcourt gone, but I'm talking about from a play-style perspective. Because I think right now this team has developed really well for the style that Iowa has to play, which is what? Everything through Caitlin Clark. And everything's going to end up working out. Like, if Iowa can hit threes and play good enough defense, right? I mean, that is the way Iowa plays.
Yeah.
If other people step up besides Caitlin, we all know Caitlin's going to get hers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you thought she had no conscience when it came to shooting, oh boy, Cole, let me tell you, this is the end of her college career.
Yeah.
I will not be surprised if Iowa gets down the wire if she fulfills Kim Mulkey's prophecy of launching 40 shots. Like, she's not going out quietly. But, you know, you do bring up a good point. I mean, I think Taylor McCabe's shooting is arguably one of the best in the conference. I think she's going to set the world on fire next year from three-point range. She's really not a shot creator, but, man, she has a lightning-quick release, and she will not hesitate to pull it up with the defender in her face. So between how about Gabby Marshall? I mean, I think you need to give her so much credit for what she's done.
Yeah.
I mean, especially for how much we struggled. And it's so funny to me because I remember sitting here 2 weeks ago with you, Cole, and I said, you know, Gabby, if she follows that same path, she could be in for a big, big thing.
And
it's kind of all coming back into fruition, right? Gabby having that block and having the ability to stay in bounds and have the mental fortitude to call that timeout that sealed the game in overtime, I give her so much credit because you know she has not been happy with the way she's played individually this season. And you could tell right when she got that timeout off, she was yelling and screaming and you know, kind of beating her chest up. That emotion, she let out a lot of demons, I think. And
yeah.
I thought that was just a really, really special moment for her.
A lot of things going well, to say the least, at the right time for this Iowa team. And the quote-unquote problems they have, like we talked there, are good problems. Meanwhile, not quite the case for Fran McCaffrey's Iowa men's basketball team, as David Eichel, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network, is our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. They had what sure seemed like it was a must win on Sunday at home against number 12 Illinois. Needed that quad one win to add to a resume that was firmly on the bubble. Are they firmly off the bubble at this point, David? Can you conceive of a way, short of winning the Big Ten tournament, where Fran could get his team into the NCAA tournament?
You know, when you were a little kid, Cole, and you'd have those bubble blowers, and you'd have like some great bubbles, ones that just soar high, big, beautiful.
Yeah.
And then there's the ones that just kind of falter toward the ground and they're super, super small. Yeah, Iowa's that super small ball that's kind of ruffling toward the ground very quickly. I thought Sunday was the most important game of the season, obviously, and Iowa's shooting just did not pan out. Iowa seniors, I thought, put together their worst performance of the year. Iowa had their lowest points per possession. They got down by 21 in the first 11 minutes. It really was just, I think, a disappointing performance, especially in front of a sellout crowd.
Yeah.
Right? All the energy, a week off. And for them to go out there and do that, I mean, it's just kind of a buzzkill, and it goes back to there's a sense of apathy within the program. But you know, still staying true to this season, I still think there's a bright future ahead for Iowa, but Iowa's going to need to beat Ohio State, and they're going to need to beat Illinois. I don't think they need to win it, but they need two wins just to get back on the bubble, at least the right side of the bubble.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, man, Ohio State, that's probably the second last team if I'm Iowa, I'd want to play right now. They just look completely different since they fired Holtman. I mean, they've won 5 of 6, 3 of them by double digits, two close wins, pair of road wins, one tough loss. They're playing good basketball right now. And by the way, they're on the bubble now, just like Iowa.
Wow. Wow. How about that? They make that move to get rid of Holtmann, and everybody's going, that seems quick. And then it gives them a boost to get all the way back to the bubble. That's really something. Owen Freeman named co-Big Freshman of the Year, Big Ten Freshman of the Year. John Calipari, stay away. That's all I'll say.
Well, how about this? I don't think you need to worry about the coaches trying to poach him, because the coaches are the reason why he wasn't just the Freshman of the Year. The media voted for him to be Freshman of the Year. The fact that it's a co-Freshman of the Year is disgraceful.
Yeah.
You're talking about a guy that got 9 Freshmen of the Weeks.
Yeah.
9. That's the second most in conference history. And he didn't get outright Freshman of the Year. They gave it to, which, by the way, Mackenzie McBacco, he's going to be an NBA player. Like, this is not disrespecting him. He had a couple big games. He's shooting the 3-ball well. They have similar stats post-January. But Owen Freeman, from all accounts, had a better freshman season. And Mackenzie McBacco won Freshman of the Week 1 time. If you're going to have a co-Freshman of the Year with the guy who won it 9 times, the guy who won it 1 time, and then have him split it at the end of the year, what's the point of Freshman of the Week? It just seems, quite frankly, ridiculous to me. Now, it's different if they're tied up, and, you know, it's not like Player of the Year where you just stack up, okay, who had the most Player of the Week, so let's give them Player of the Year. But who's been the most consistent all throughout the year and at least consistently near the top?
I think
that's why Zach Edey won it, and that's why Owen Freeman should have been the only one that got it.
And I think it's even more impressive for a freshman to have a wire-to-wire start of season, end of season, or when the awards get voted on, anyways, end of season body of work, because everybody talks about the freshman wall, and it seemingly Owen Freeman never had that happen to him. If he did, it was so small, we never got to the point where in a forum like this one on radio would have been the first place it come up. I never remember freshman wall coming up in regard to Owen Freeman's season.
No, I think he went through a little bit of foul trouble, and it's very interesting the logic about how all this works, because, again, McKenzie had a strong end of the year. He's been fairly consistent, but Owen Freeman, just his kind of rise and going up against some of the best big men in the country and holding his own and sometimes even dominating, I think it's been really impressive. And then you look at the way they voted this year's Freshman of the Year, and then you look at Keegan Murray versus Johnny Davis. And how that was, though. Johnny Davis is absolutely garbage the final month of the season.
Yeah.
And Keegan is playing the most consistent basketball. But because Johnny Davis did a few buzzer beers in January, they gave him Player of the Year. Now look where Johnny Davis is and look where Keegan Murray's at. It's night and day. So, I don't know. There's no consistency with the way these awards are voted on. It's cool. It's fun to kind of advocate for. It's fun to watch. The players care. The coaches care. Everybody cares. But I don't know. It's just sort of a gripe. But at the same time, I really don't know if there's a perfect way for us to kind of nail it down. It just goes back to there's beauty in the eye of the beholder.
David, great stuff, man. Appreciate your time as always. We'll be following along at HawkeyeInsider.com.
Thanks, Cole. I appreciate you. Take care, buddy.
Likewise. David Eicholt, HawkeyeInsider.com, 24/7 Sports Network. Kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow him on X at David Eicholt. All right, we're going to take this time out. Before we do, oh, yeah, it's time. I'm going to take the 5th caller right now to get qualified for 2024 Bracket Attack. Fifth caller, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or 800-913-9479 to get qualified for Bracket Attack. Fifth caller, we're back to wrap it up with Bill Finley Audio right after this.
This is Sports and Radio Iowa. I'm Tad Kim. The Iowa State women play 5th-ranked Texas in tonight's Big 12 championship in Kansas City. It's a rematch of last year's title contest won by the Cyclones. ISU point guard Emily Ryan.
I think the big thing for us is just to approach it like we do any other game, do what we need to do and take care of ourselves, and then let the outcome take care of itself. But the big thing is just stay in the moment and try not to do anything that we haven't done before. Just keep doing what we're doing.
Ryan had 12 points and 10 assists in Monday's semifinal round victory over regular season champ Oklahoma. It's an 8 o'clock tip-off. It'll be televised by ESPN2. Iowa forward Owen Freeman has been named the Big Ten Conference Freshman of the Year. The native of Moline is averaging better than 10.5 points and 6.5 rebounds for a Hawkeye squad that takes an 18-13 record into this week's Big Ten tournament in the Twin Cities. They'll open Thursday night against Ohio State. This is Radio Iowa.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip.
And for more than 100 years, American Humane has been protecting animals in times of crisis. And if you're like me, your pet means the world to you, and you want to keep them safe if disaster strikes. American Humane's first responders are always prepared to rescue animals in danger, but you can also help. To learn more about disaster planning and keeping your animals safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an Earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The Earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by...
Hi, this is Sandy of Simpson Floor Covering, your family-owned destination for carpet, vinyl, tile, wood, and more. Our professional installation crews ensure a perfect finish, while knowledgeable staff makes it easier than ever to bring your vision to life. Discover floor covering with a flair at Simpson Floor Covering on University Avenue next to iTech in Cedar Falls. Your local destination featuring long-lasting flooring, Simpson Floor Covering, where your floors become a masterpiece. Check us out at SimpsonFloorCovering.com.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, here's the deal. This is State Farm agent Brad Jacobson, and I am your go-to agent in Cedar Falls for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. Call me, Brad Jacobson, at 319-277-4134 for your surprisingly great rates today. 319-277-4134. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you run a business, your website is your front door to the world. Is your front door open, attractive, and easy to find? Koldoff Media can help ensure your company website is easy to navigate, easy to find, and sends the right message about your business. Koldoff Media offers custom, dynamic website design with open source programs you own and can easily update. We build affordable websites and teach you how to use them. If your online front door needs a fresh coat of paint, it's time to contact this Koldoff Media station today.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Sponsored by Armstrong Pharmaceuticals.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Bust it.
It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show, with Cole Bear on 1650 The Fan.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday edition of Cole and Company. The Iowa State women's basketball team will take on fifth-ranked Texas tonight in the Big 12 Tournament Championship in Kansas City. The Cyclones, they shot the ball outstanding in an upset over top seed Oklahoma yesterday afternoon in the semifinals. Here's a start of what Coach Finley had to say.
Obviously, could not be more proud of our team. That's as good as 30 minutes as we possibly could have played, and we did it at the right time.
And that was a win that avenged a Cyclones loss, a 14-point loss to the Sooners in Ames last month.
For some of us, yeah, we get to come back and we get to play in a championship game, and we won it last year. Well, there's five freshmen, a D2 transfer, and another transfer that weren't in Ames last year, so they've never done it. So it's kind of like literally watching your grandkids at Christmas open presents because it's new. It's exciting for them. This is cool.
Freshman center Audie Crooks led Iowa State with 25 points and added 9 rebounds. She'll have to perform once again tonight against the Longhorns.
Their transition offense is so good, but it's not as good if they're taking the ball out of the net. And we shot the ball really, really well, and it slowed them down a little bit. but we never had extended periods of time where they were scoring and we weren't. So the scoring runs that we were worried about really didn't happen today like it did at our place when we played them.
I jumped the gun. Here is, I think this is coach on Audie Crux.
We just brought a higher level of focus and intensity, and it's a lot easier to beat someone if you've seen them. At home, we it was our first time playing them, and we didn't know what to expect, but we kind of saw them and experienced that, so we knew how to combat that, and we came out on top today.
Meanwhile, point guard Emily Ryan had a double-double, and she talks about playing in the title game for a second straight year.
I think the big thing for us is just to approach it like we do any other game, do what we need to do and take care of ourselves, and then let the outcome take care of itself. But the big thing is just stay in the moment and try not to do anything that we haven't done before. Just keep doing what we're doing.
All right, coverage is going to begin before tip-off at 8 of that game tonight here on The Fan. We're going to go to the CAA Championship after the NFL Network update and Dan Patrick above the noise commentary here. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.